Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Novel Ideas for Friday, April 19th, 2024. And we are discussing Nora Roberts' new book, Inheritance. There's another one coming out in May that looks interesting. But anyway, we're discussing Inheritance this month. And before we do that, though, I'm going to turn this over to Bob because he has asked to tell us all something for a minute. So, Bob?
Thank you, Randy. And my left hearing aid went out, but if I talk too loud, kick the microphone or something. Dear friends, on Super Bowl Sunday, Ruth Ann had two minor, they call it, strokes. I won't get into the details. We went to hospitalization. This was on in 23. She's gone through therapy. She's done what her doctors told her. But we're getting to the point. We both did some counting and said, you know, we've worked for the organized blind for over 60 years. We think of birthdays we miss, anniversaries, not because you put a gun to our head, but because we always felt that we had to serve the blind, which was a great thing, and I'm not stopping. But we're going to just kick back. I love this group. It's a great group. It really is well hosted, well run, and we both do. But we're going to kick back. If life says, listen to Novel Ideas, our book's good, we'll be here. If it doesn't, we're going to live our own lives a little more than we have in the past. I'm not leaving Accessible World or anything of this nature. Helping Hands for the Blind is struggling, but we're going to make it, and we'll continue to help blind people. What better venture can one have? So with that said, Ruth Ann, I don't know if you can hear me, if you want to say something to the group. You're unmuted. She's not getting through. I don't know what's going on there. You're not getting, are you there? No. Okay, so that's it, and we're sticking around in this book, and we'll come back when we can, and I thank you. You guys are the best. Thank you so much, Randy.
Put yourself first, Bob. That's what you need to do. Yeah. I think that's wise.
Thank you, Alan.
I do, too.
It's hard to do. We're going to do it.
I've always thought that.
You don't know what's going to happen.
I'm going to keep you in prayer, Bob. This is Carla. I'm going to keep you in prayer.
Thank you.
Do what you need to do, Bob and Ruth.
Okay. We're going to. Exactly. I got to.
Yeah.
Thank
and
you.
And I just want to say thank you, Ruth Ann, for co-hosting. I know you said, oh, I didn't do much, but you did. You've recommended books. You hosted when I have asked. So I just want to thank you for stepping in and being a co-host.
Yeah. Thanks for all your service to the community, Bob, for all the years. But hey, give yourself some service now. And that's what you got to do.
Yeah. I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you too, Bob. You've just been there for us for so long, and you do have yourself first.
Thank you
so
much.
And if you don't take care of yourself,
and
you don't take care
Bob
of yourself.
And Ruth Ann.
And you know, then I think Joni wanted to be first, Randy.
Yeah,
Well, I just want to say that Bob and Ruth Ann, we've become great friends over the years. And
sure
Judy
have.
And I just love you both so much.
And we love you.
Oh, thank you. And we'll keep in touch.
Absolutely.
Keep my contact info, Bob. If you ever need anything, send me.
I know it, Alan. You're always there for us.
Same here.
Alan's the hardest working guy in this outfit. He really is a great guy.
Oh, he is.
He is. You'll get a big head, but I can say it.
That's all right. Nice.
Let's hear from Joni, Randy, because I don't want her to slip away and not talk about the book. She had to go. Yeah.
Well, first, I'll quickly go through the characters, and then Joni, it'll be your turn. But we have Sonia and Trey, and Sonia's mom and Chloe, Cleo, I think her name was Cleo.
Cleo, yep.
And the lawyer, is it Albert or
Owen? I think Owen.
Owen. Owen. Owen. Yeah. Owen was the cousin.
Right, Owen's the cousin.
Owen, yeah.
Yeah, just call them Ace, Deuce, and Trey. I mean, that's what they go by. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Ace, Deuce, and Trey.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and then Trey's sister was a big part of the book.
And what's her name? It's an A name. It's not Anna. Anna. Is it Anna? Okay.
Anna.
Anna. Yeah. Anna. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Winter was the mother, wasn't she?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, Winter. Yeah, she was.
That's Sonia's mother. Yeah, Sonia's mother. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Winter McTavish.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And her cousin, the slut, I forget her name.
Oh, yeah.
Tracy.
Tracy.
Oh, Tracy. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And Colin. Colin was, even though he wasn't alive, he and
he's in the book.
The ghosts were as much of characters as the people.
Right. Yep. And don't dare leave out Yoda and Mookie. Now, come on. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. They were part of it, too.
Yeah.
And Jones, can't forget poor Jones.
Oh, that's right, Jones.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Owen's dog, right?
Right.
Okay.
I think that's everybody. So, Joni?
Yes. Well, you know, in World of Books, we were talking about inheritance for a couple minutes. And I sort of forgot that it was gonna be a trilogy until somebody pointed it out to me. And, of course, I read Nora Roberts' discussion at the beginning of the book. You had the different brides that died before or right after they were with their husbands. And that was intriguing. And I couldn't make my mind up about whether I liked the book or not. But when I think back to it, I did like it. And it haunted me for a few days after I read it because the ending was so bizarre.
At the least.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to the next books.
Mirror comes out in November.
Okay. That's the second one. Mirror. Okay.
And the second one comes out, did you say, in May?
No, the second one, Mirror, is the second one. It comes out in November. Okay. The one that comes out in May is a completely different book. It's called Mind Games.
Okay.
And that looks like a weird one, a good one, but a strange one.
Does it have a John Lennon song coming in it, maybe?
Well, I'm sorry, I'm going to miss the rest of the meeting, but
you sound tired tonight.
Yeah, she does.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm upset because my aide won't do what I wanted her to do for me. So anyway, I'm going to say goodbye, and I'll see you.
Take care, Joni.
Yep.
Take care, Joni.
Oh, thank you.
Take care, Joni.
Yeah,
thanks,
take care.
Thanks, everybody.
Okay.
And everybody else, everybody in the room, take care, too.
We will.
We will.
I love this group. We have such a wonderful group.
Thank you.
So, okay, I'll let you go on.
Take care. Joni.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night, Mike. Good night, everybody.
Bob, do you want to go next or are you staying?
Yeah, if you don't mind, I'll get involved and be who knows. Yeah. I like that Nora Roberts did the prologue or did the reading. I never heard her voice. She's an amazing lady. I wish I know that ghost stories are suspensions of disbelief, but this, I wish I could say I liked it. I liked the beginning with Sonia catches her boyfriend in bed with her cousin and really goes to town. I said, you go, girl. This is going to be exciting. But, I'm ready to read it. But then it gets into the inheritance and Cullen and the twins, you know, the boys and so forth. Some of that's believable, but I just can't believe Ghost did her laundry, washed dishes, you know, put her bed straight, and so forth. And then the way it ended was ridiculous. I mean, this looks, I guess there'll be another book or two, you know, when they got to get back the cousin and Sonia. But they walk through mirrors and they're gone. So I like ghosts. I love Carolyn Hart's books. They're funny. They're good. But this one was really a stretch for me. And I felt cheated at the end with that they didn't solve the haunting. This is my opinion, and that's the only one I've got. So I wish I could say I've read many Nora Roberts books, and she's outstanding. I don't think she made it this time for me. Thank you very much, Randy.
Okay. And thanks, Bob.
Yes.
Okay. Allison?
Is Allison here?
No, I get the Sally.
Sally?
Yeah, Sally. Yes, Sally.
I have to admit that this one fell through the cracks for me. I had too many review books to do this week. A review for an animal-related website. But Alan told me about it. And the only thing that I think I would have disliked is the fact that it's a trilogy. I've read some mystery. I want everything to, you know, be in one chunk at one time. But it sounded good. But that's for another time. That's all I have.
All right. Thanks. Alan?
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with Bob and Sally. I really like Nora Roberts' style, but this feels like the publishers try to get a one book story into three books to make money. And 14 hours was plenty of time to wrap this puppy up, I think. And, you know, I'm disappointed that they didn't. It just, they had a little bit too much of the same kind of stuff over and over and over again. And, you know, and they could have gotten into the whole story about, what's the bad witch's name? Hester something or other. Hester Dobbs. Hester Dobbs.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they could have given you a little bit more backstory about what the heck her beef is with everybody. Why she's collecting these damn rings and stuff. But I don't know. It's almost like they wanted to make a little Lord of the Rings deal out of this thing and just get more mileage out of it than it's really there. And I mean, I really like the main character. I like Sonya. I really like Cleo. I mean, I like their relationship together. How can you not like a little dog that's half Boston Terrier and half Dachshund and stuff that fetches the ball for a ghost? But I mean, I don't know. It's three books. I just don't think so. I don't think it's got long enough legs to get three books out of. But I enjoyed the stuff that I read. And Brittany Presley's an excellent narrator, and the production's fine. But I just don't think it's three books worth. But that's my opinion. But I do love Clover and the fact that she works nice tunes in that's appropriate to various points in time. I really enjoyed that part of the book when she would start playing music that kind of fit to what was going on. But anyway, enough for me.
Well, the next book, Mind Games, that's out in May, is about psychics. So.
Say that again. My voiceover was talking. What did you say? The next book what?
The next book that's out in May, Mind Games, is about psychics.
Oh, it's about psychics.
It's about two family members who were psychics.
Well, hopefully it's a standalone. Yeah, hopefully it's a standalone, but yeah.
It is. It's about two family members who are psychics and a killer. A killer's involved too.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
That'll be good, I bet. Yeah.
So anyway, thanks. Deanna?
Okay. Well, I was disappointed that it was so long and then it just ended so abruptly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Linda?
I like the book. and I enjoyed I enjoyed the music that the ghost was playing at different times. And man, I wouldn't mind having a ghost to do my dishes and make my bed. Well, what the heck? But I liked it. I the end was weird, yes, but but I liked the book.
Okay, Marcia?
I also liked the book. I'm not big into ghost stories and stuff like that, so I just kind of took it as I thought it should be taken, as like, well, you know, this stuff can't happen, but what the heck. And I really liked, I wish I had a Molly around to make my bed and do my dishes and all that too. But I don't know how they're going to get, I don't know what's going to be worth. Well, I'm going to read Mirror, of course. But another book after that, maybe they're going to go into the backstory of Hester and all that kind of stuff in the second book. But I don't know how they're going to get three out of it. And everybody, Alan and everybody saying, you know, 14 hours, they could have wrapped it up in one book. But I will read Mirror when it comes out. And we'll just see what happens if I do the third one or not. But I enjoyed it. I liked the characters. The characters were well developed, I thought. So yeah, I'll read the second one, and let's see what else. I was just going to say something and it popped right out of my head. Anyway, maybe I'll come up with it after everyone's done.
Okay, thanks, Carla.
Well, it's a good thing I stuck to it, because I got sort of disgusted at the beginning with all the F-bombs and the sleeping around, and that's just not my kind of stuff. And so I almost gave up on it, and I'm glad I didn't, because I actually ended up liking it. And some funny things occurred to me as I was reading through it. I thought it was clever how they had Ace, Do, and Trey, the cards. And I was having an interference book or problem from the last book, because we had a bad tray in the last book, and this turned out to be a good tray. And I was thinking he was going to be bad. I thought, no, that's the other book. The ending was sort of abrupt. And in one sense, I felt cheated. But in one sense, I sort of felt what I call the soprano syndrome. I thought the Sopranos, the ending was just ingenious, because you didn't know. And I was disappointed when they came out and said what happened at the end of the Sopranos, because I liked my ending better than theirs. And so, you know, when things like that happen, I like to make up my own endings to things. And maybe I make up better endings than the author would have, you know what I mean? And I'm with you. The characters were developed. I love the dogs and everything. But I'd like to have Molly. And I thought it was funny. Her name was Molly. And I thought about Molly Maids. You know, I wonder if they were named after her. I just had some weird thoughts. And I sort of had a Clover experience. And I got to tell you about it. And I don't think this house is haunted. I know my talking book machine is, because it'll start talking in the middle of the night. Because if I don't unplug it, the battery will fire and it'll do weird things. So I always have to remember to unplug it, because I've had some scary things with this talking book machine. But anyhow, it was sort of a similar thing. And I was, when my mother was ailing and she was going into a home, and she was having some experiences. And one of the ladies told me that she was sundowning, you know, how sometimes mm-hmm. when people get elderly yeah. and at night, they,
yeah.
You know, they and so I was having this discussion with her, and I was getting ready to go and see her, and I had WJPA on, and all of a sudden they start playing Sundown, You Better Beware. And I just lost it. I mean, I just stood and I'm starting laughing. I mean, I was tired. You know how you get loopy when you laugh. So it was like, God, you've got a, somebody's got a sense of humor. We're talking about this, and all of a sudden, this Sundown comes on. And so when I was reading about this clover thing, that's what it was really, you know, going through my mind. But that's all I'm going to say. I mean, I don't know if I'll read more of it, but I do. I don't know if I'll spoil my own ending by deciding what happened to them and reading when they go through the mirror, but that was weird. But thanks for, you know, choosing that. And that's all I'll say, I guess.
Okay, thanks. Shelley, you made it.
Hey, guys. Sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Sorry I'm late. I was just getting in from a friend's birthday dinner, but Randy, this book was awesome. You were right. It was such a fun read. Brittany Presley is probably my second favorite narrator. She knocked it out of the park like January Lavoie does. So I think she picked very well when she picked Brittany Presley. And I really liked mostly all the characters. Some of it was, I had a feeling that Trey and Sonya were going to get together. I just had that feeling from the beginning when they first met, and I'm really happy they did. And I had a feeling too, it did not happen yet. Maybe it's going to happen in Mirror or the third, that Owen and Owen and
Cleo.
Thank you, Alan. I had a feeling those two were going to get together. But I love that the ghost stories were kind of scary because I read at night, and I was kind of a little bit, you know, scared with some of the things that were going on. I know if this was my house, I would have probably left, because that's some of the things that, you know, were going on were crazy. And the thing with the mirror at the end, I was a little disappointed with the ending. I wanted to kind of to wrap up a little bit more of what was going to happen, and then we could look forward to what was going into the second book, because I don't know, you know, with them going into the mirror, it kind of scared me. You don't know if they're going to be coming out of there alive. You don't know. And it's a kind of unrealistic as well, going into a mirror. I don't know. It just seems a little strange. But you don't know what's going to happen when they're in there. I would assume the second book, Mirror, is going to cover all of that. I don't know. I'm hoping they're going to come out before the third book, but I don't know. But I love Clover. She was a lot of fun. The dogs were, they were my favorite characters, the dogs. The whole book was a pleasure to read. And you know, it wasn't too scary. It wasn't too romantic for me. It just had all the right stuff. And yeah, Marcia was right. It could have been a little bit shorter. I think they could have wrapped up a few things. And I'm hoping that the next two are not going to be as long. I think she could cut some things down and just, you know, I'm really hoping that in the next two that Sonya is going to be able to find the seven rings. I did not like Hester. Hester, I could not stand. The things she was doing were just awful, killing the brides, and I'm hoping that they can get the rings and stop this curse. It doesn't really say who Hester really is, does it?
No.
I know she's a witch, but I just wanted to see. I'm hoping in the next couple of books it says how she ties into killing these brides. It sounds like she, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but it sounds to me that she's like liking the guys that they're marrying or something, or doesn't want them married, and then she takes the ring as like a symbol of her killing. And it just and I liked how they, you know, brought Joanna back into things, and the inheritance thing was just so ironic that I have heard, because I have twins in my family, and I have heard that twins really mirror each other, like the things that Colin and I forget the father's name. Do you remember what it was? McTavish? It doesn't matter. But anyway, the father and Colin, the two
right.
things that they were doing, the pictures that they both made were just so, like, I don't know the word I'm looking for, but just like together, that you could tell, you would have thought they were in the same mindset and in the same company doing it together. It was just incredible. I have heard of twins, you know, feeling each other's pain or feeling this and feeling that. And it was just an incredible book. I think I read it at a 5 out of 5 on Goodreads. So thank you, Randy. This is awesome. I hope we can read the next one together. That would be kind of cool.
What did you have this birthday dinner?
I was actually at a friend's house, and they had a delicious steak with baked potatoes, and we had, it wasn't filet mignon, but it was really good. It was sirloin tips, and we had carrots, birthday cake, strawberry cream with a bundt cake. Oh, it was a great dinner. I'm just glad
everything sounds delicious.
Oh, yeah, it was very good. Yeah, I actually had seconds. It was so good.
Oh, I would have too.
Yeah.
And Sally, this book does not have snakes in it, but one of the people does get killed by black widow spider, so it does have spiders.
One of the brides.
Okay.
I like the book. I want those ghosts. The good ones.
Yeah, all of them.
The ones that do the house cleaning, and I'll take one that cooks if I leave out the ingredients.
they would find them, Randy. They know where the ingredients
are. They would, yeah. They'd be able to read my mind and know what I wanted for dinner. So, yeah, I'd take that.
Yeah.
So, and I thought the music was so cool.
Mm-hmm.
How the ghost knew what mood she was in and picked the music to match. So, yeah, I like that. The end, though, I was so disappointed. I know she's not going to keep Owen and Sonya behind the mirror. She can't. She's got to find a way to bring them back. So, hopefully that'll happen in the second book.
Well, maybe what they're going to do is like keep them behind. She's going to keep them behind the mirror for a while and like explore the past lives of some of the people and.
Maybe even theirs. You never know.
Could be, yeah.
Right.
I'm definitely going to read the next two books, but I'm not spending Audible credits on them, I can tell you.
I'm not either. No.
Yeah. I did on this one. I waited for it to be on Bard, and I'll do the same thing.
Well, I think I'm going to go ahead and order Mind Games on Audible in advance. So
I think I'm going to
Wait a minute. What's Mind Games?
That's her Mind next book.
Games is her next book. It's not part of this trilogy, but it's. I read the summary, and
is it by a standalone? You mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I know she comes out with a standalone every year.
It's about a little girl and her brother. I think it's a brother. They stay. Their parents take them to their grandparents to stay, and the little girl has a vision that her parents are dead, and her grandmother has the same one.
Oh, God, you give me chills.
Well, there's a killer in this book, and she identifies the killer.
Ooh.
And the killer, they arrest him, and he's in jail, from what I read, and he plays with her mind.
Oh, gosh. Randy, when is it coming out? I got to look for this.
May.
Sometime in May. It's not too far off.
Yeah. Okay, great. I'll look for it.
I'm going to order it, too, because it's intriguing.
Nora Roberts is a cottage industry. I mean, the woman writes about 8 or 9 hours a day, I think. I mean, she never stops. Yeah, she's unbelievable.
You know how sighted people say that they look at someone and they think, they look like their name.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, when I heard Nora Roberts' voice, she sounded the way I thought she would.
Oh, yeah.
Mind Games might be out now because I just went and ordered it and it said added it to your library. So it might already be out.
Oh, it might already be out then. I thought it was coming out in May.
Nope, I think it's already here because supposedly it's in my library.
Oh, alrighty then.
Now, Randy, I have a couple of questions about this book that just came to mind. So, why do you all think that the manor, I know it goes back hundreds of years, but why do you think it's haunted? Because they're all friendly ghosts except for Hester. I love, like you said, Molly. Was cleaning, and every time she went upstairs, her bed was made, which is really cool. I would love that. And
I love the one that was putting the outfits out for her to wear.
That's true.
That was Molly, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Trying to get her to wear a certain red dress.
Yes, it's amazing. Yeah. It was. I've never seen anything like that. No. But then another thing too, the thing with the clock striking three, was that Hester doing that?
No,
we don't.
They
know,
kept
do
saying
we?
That
yeah,
it wasn't.
We don't know yet.
Okay, no, because it said it kept saying she turned the clock to three because Trey tried to turn it back, and then they implied that Hester turned it back to three. Because all bad things happened. And then you know what's even weirder? Sonya actually got up during the night not knowing what the heck she was doing. That's even weirder.
I was afraid she was going to fall down the stairs when she did that.
Me too.
It's like the ghost got into her body or something. I've never seen anything like that before.
And wasn't Astrid one of the
piano player, right?
Yeah, and she was, at first they thought she was one of the bad ones, but they said she wasn't, didn't they?
Right, she wasn't bad. The only one I know as bad is Hester.
Yeah.
I like the little boy playing with the dog.
That was so cute.
And what was cool about that, they were wondering what his name was, and Clover comes on with Jumpin' Jack Flash, and I thought that was great.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that it was really
According to Audible, Mind Games is going to be released on May 21st. Well, 14 hours, 52 minutes long.
Weird. I got to check my library.
January Lavoie is the reader.
Good. Yeah, Ellen, do you think they're going to have Brittany Presley do Mirror?
I would expect.
They usually have the same reader all the books.
And then do you know what the third book's name is going to be or not yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, do you know when Mirror comes out?
November sometime.
Oh, late. Okay. It's late next year, this year. Okay. All right. I wasn't sure. Because I know you said this one just came out recently.
Yeah. I only found out about Mirror because of a reading group. I mean,
somebody said
that was the name of the next one.
So we'll probably have to do Mirror again next year around this time, I'm thinking, if we decide to do it.
Barb does it, yeah.
I hope Barb does it. I want to read it again.
They will. Yeah. They're not going to leave us hanging with just one book, I don't think.
No, you can't do that.
Okay, well, Audible lied Audible lied to me because I just went out for the heck of it and asked my device to play Mind Games, and it said, sorry, Mind Games won't be released until May 21st. So my device lied to me.
Did it thank you for pre-ordering it though?
Check your email. You might have an email that tells you the number. It gives you a confirmation number, and it'll say thank you for pre-ordering. You won't see it in your library yet.
What might happen too on the date that it's released. I get an email saying that, you know, your pre-order is now ready for download.
I'll forget I ordered it by then, and then when May 21st comes along, and I'll get that reminder, that'll be very appreciated.
Yeah, and we'll remind you in book groups and stuff,
we can remind you that Worlds of Books is that night. We can remind you. If you're there,
I'll
pre-order it. Yeah. I love that. I have 3 credits that I have to use by June. So
I'll pre-order it too. Yeah, I'll use it for credit too.
So, yeah, I've got 5. I've got 5 that I got to use by September. So,
I've got 10. Mine renewed in February, I've only ordered one book since then, and so it's like, yeah, I think I can afford to use this credit.
Well, you use 2 now. You don't forget you use this credit on Mind Games. So,
no, I'm down to 10, and I always get a reminder every month with how many credits I have left. So,
yeah. Good.
So that's good.
Yeah.
So has everybody talked about?
Are we done talking about the book?
I don't know.
I think we ripped it apart. I think we all had great comments about it, and I think this was a success.
Oh, I know what I was going to say before. they got to the ending and they went in the mirror and I'm like, I said, what the, and I said another nasty word after that. And I thought, oh, that's right. It's a trilogy. So
that was so disappointing, Marsha. That was so disappointing.
Yeah, I did that.
They should have done that near. They should have cut out some stuff in that book and put it in there so we could have had a little bit of closure to that.
Yes. Yeah. That was way too abrupt.
Linda and I were reading it around the same time, and I finished it before you did, right, Linda? And
we
kept each other back and forth or calling each other up and talking about it.
Yeah.
And I kept saying, wait till you get to the end.
You did say that, Randy, like last month. Yeah.
Well, Nora Roberts Flat knows how to tell a good story. There's no question about it. This was a good read and stuff. I just wish that they had. It felt like the publishers were a little too involved in trying to spread this one out too much. But yeah.
I agree. Hopefully, the next one will be down a little bit, maybe to 12 hours or something.
Maybe it should have been a two volume book rather than a three.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Randy, what's for next month?
Next month, we're doing Marsha's pick, Tom Lake.
Oh,
you'll love it.
Marsha, I have to say, I just want to make one comment, and that's all I'm going to say about the book for now, because I finished it. Marsha, I can't believe you picked this book.
Why?
Tell us, Randy, why?
It just does not seem like a Marsha Moses pick.
I kind of thought you guys would think that, actually.
So let me ask, is it a thriller or is it like the one we read for Michelle's group, like a family dynamic? What is it?
It's a family dynamic kind of book, and it goes into this woman's past, you know, when she was an actress. And one reason I liked it so much is because it's a Michigan book. It takes place up north, and it's just, but yeah, there's family dynamics involved. There's theater involved. You've read it since I did, Randy. What other comments do
you have? Our town is as much a character and as much a part of the book as the story, it's all part of it. The people in our town, the play is such a big part of it.
Okay.
Oh, that was a good play. I always liked our town.
The name of the book is Tom Lake.
I had to go reread it after I read that book.
Our Town in high school, and I thought it was one of the most boring book plays I'd ever read, but I might have to go back and reread it.
It was one of my favorites, and we read it here too.
I don't think so.
Marsha, will Carla be able to handle this, do you think?
I was just gonna say, Carla, I think you'll even like this book.
Oh, good. I don't like this. Yeah,
there's some fooling around and stuff in there, but I think you can handle it.
Okay.
I think so too. And there's a scene, obviously there's a lake where a lot of it takes place, and they're on a farm. It's during COVID.
That was
a neat twist.
That's interesting.
Yep.
There's a correlation with our town.
Oh, yeah.
Big time. It's a big part of the book.
Maybe I should go back and read Our Town again because it's been a while.
I read it after I read Tom Lake. I had to go get it, and everybody was laughing because people in my family, I finished it right before Easter, and I was at my cousin's house, and he and his wife and I always talk books. So we're sitting next to each other at the dinner table, and she said, "What are you reading?" I said, "I'm actually rereading Our Town." And she started laughing. She said, "Surely you read that in high school." I said, "I did, but I just finished Tom Lake."
Is Our Town also still available on Bard? Did they let
Burt Blackwell reads it.
Oh, so they did bring the old version over.
Yeah.
Randy.
Okay.
Do you have any DB numbers and the length of the book and the title?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. I got it right here if y'all want it.
Yes, please, Alan.
Tom Lake, 116555. Hang on.
Tom Lake, DB 116,555.
Yeah, 116555.
Reading time folded 11 hours, 25 minutes.
11 hours, 25 minutes reading time, and read by Meryl Streep, if you can believe
that. Yes,
that's
awesome.
One of the reasons I
said. Is it called Tom Lake or Time Lake?
Like the man's
Tom.
Like
the
man's Tom. My brother Tom.
Like your brother Tom, yep. Or my brother Tom.
Yeah.
I can't believe Meryl Streep reads that book. I thought she was an actress.
She's a good reader.
Meryl Streep reads it. She is an actress.
She did a wonderful job reading it.
She really did. That was one of the reasons I wanted to read it. Because Ann Patchett, for me, is hit or miss with her book.
I've never read anything by her.
This is the only thing I've ever read by her.
The Dutch House is really good, too, and Tom Hanks, that one.
Yeah, well, everybody
braves that. How does she spell her name? How does she spell her name? I'm writing all this in. Of course, I can get it when I go on.
Meryl, first name, Streep.
No, I think she's asking about the author.
Ann Patchett. Yeah, I don't even know.
Oh. Okay. Ann Patchett. P-A-T-C-H-E-T-T. Patchett, and A-N-N, no E at the end. There you go.
Yeah, this must be a new
Streepe, right?
No E.
No E. I always misspell her name. Oh, well. But thank you so much. Yeah,
so does anybody have any suggestions for June?
There's a new book out by I don't know if you guys like, I haven't read it yet, by Lisa Scottolini. It's called, and maybe Alan can, I haven't looked at it in a while, it's called Loyalty.
Oh, I read about that. That's a little different from her usual stuff.
If it's thinking.
They're coming out with a new
one. Is it the one about the Sicilian Islands and all the
mafia
people? Yeah.
I recommend it. My recommendations for June would be to wear sunscreen if you're outside in the sun.
You know what? They're coming out with
I also just finished The Women.
I'm reading that right now, and I thought about, I don't know if it would be one to recommend to any of the book groups, because
I was thinking that too. I was kind of hesitant.
Yeah, I don't know if that would be such a good idea, because there's so much violence, and it's very disturbing. And if something like if something is disturbing to me, it's very disturbing.
You'll lose me because I made up my mind.
No, Carla, don't. I wouldn't. If I were you, I wouldn't touch that one with a 10-foot.
No, I wouldn't either, Carla. I read it and I loved it. I started it on a Sunday night and I finished it the next day. I was reading.
Oh my.
I know you guys must think I'm weird, but I just
everybody's who they are, you know.
And this book is definitely not for everybody. It's about women in the Vietnam War. It's about a woman who
goes into very graphic detail about what, and it's about women nurses over in Vietnam.
Right.
And it goes.
Oh yeah, I don't think I want to read that one either.
What these women had to deal with, as far as, you know, dealing with these soldiers who were,
and their families and the way they were treated when they came home, and the character's family was terrible.
Yep.
This is Kristen Hannah, right? Is the author?
Of the women,
and it kind of brought back why I was so angry back in those days with the war and everything. It's like, oh yeah, okay, Moses, over 50 year old flashback here.
Yeah,
and guys, Eduardo Ballerini reads this book, and there's another one Lisa just came out with. We won't have it yet. It's like What Happened to the Bennetts. It's called The Truth About the Devlins, but we probably won't get that for a few months.
So what question?
Right?
What?
It would be what? On Audible, right?
Yeah, but yeah, not from Bard.
Yeah, not from Bard, but Audible has it. I didn't get it, but I'm waiting for Bard.
So and that's Eduardo, too. What questions did you have about Loyalty by Lisa Scottolini? Because I've got it pulled up in Bard. Did you have some questions about that or not?
Can you tell us what, in a nutshell, I know it's about like what Sally said about how long it is. And I know Eduardo reads it.
It is 11 hours and 24 minutes long. Let's see. Eduardo Ballerini reads it. Suspense fiction, historical fiction, mystery and detective stories. It's got a handsome lemon grower in it, and we love lemons, so there you go.
We love who?
One of the main characters is a handsome lemon grower.
Oh, so, okay.
But I'm not sure where it takes place. It's got a long description, and you know,
it's about it takes place in Italy. I know that.
Yeah, I suspect so. Yeah.
Didn't she write another book that took place in Italy? Maybe didn't we read?
We read that one.
Yeah, I'm kind of zoning between because I know we read something by her and it took place in Italy.
Eternal.
The name's escaping me. Oh, Eternal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's definitely not it then. All right.
I'm expecting it with a name like Lisa Scottolini. She may have an Italian connection. So yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's up to you, Randy. If you want to take a further look at it and let us know next month, I mean, it doesn't matter to me.
We sometimes take a break in the summer. I know what with the convention.
Yeah, I think we should.
But this is only June. This is only June.
Yeah, no, but I mean, just thinking in the future for the
July
summer.
And August, we take off. Yeah, July and August, we take off.
July and August.
There was another book that was in Talking Book Topics that it was about, and oh, I should have written it down because my machine died right before my haunted machine. But it was something about a woman, and she was in a manor too. You know, it was like this big manor house, and it went through several generations, and it traced back her history. Is this sounding familiar to anybody?
No.
No.
Historical fiction. And there's a little bit of mystery involved because it involves a painting, you know, something about a painting that got handed down and the painting kept changing. And, you know, there was some supernatural stuff in it. And I think it was Talking Book Topics. If that sounds familiar to anyone, and it doesn't. If I find out, I'll let you all know. But it sounded like the most intriguing book.
That sounds like the Portrait of Dorian Gray.
It was in America. It started like in colonial America to the present. I mean, it went over about 300 years.
Sounds similar to that one book we read at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Magical Christmas.
Yeah.
But yeah, we can decide next month what we wanted to read.
Yeah, check out Loyalty, Randy, and see what you think. We can always skip it, too. It does not matter to me. So.
Okay. And if anybody would like to co-host, please email me. And, you know, if anybody wants to co-host with me in the fall.
Okay, I'll give it some thought. Has your email address changed or anything? Because I've gotten a couple of bounce backs from you.
No. I'll send you an email and you can see if it's the same one. My phone number's changed.
Ooh, you know, why don't you send me a new email and put your phone number in it and put your
address
also in the body of the email. I don't know what's happening. I don't know if my contacts lost you and it's not letting it through or what happened.
Okay. If anybody is interested, you can, you know, about co-hosting in the fall, just let me know.
Good deal.
Righty.
Yeah.
Excellent discussion as always, Randy. Very
yes,
nice.
Yes, thank you, Randy.
Thank you, Randy.
And you know,
it was a good one.
Yep.
I always enjoy being with you guys when I can. You know,
even though I don't like a lot of the books, Carla, we're all okay.
Sometimes
just come anyway, Carla. We We love your company. Come anyway.
Thank you. Yeah. I tolerate intolerable books because I like you guys.
No, you don't
have to read them. You can just come in.
This one almost got lost because of all those swearing and all that stuff at the beginning. But then I just kept on. I was doing something and it was playing and then I got hooked. So.
No, always come. Don't ever worry about that. I've done the same thing. I haven't read stuff. I mean, you try to do your best. Yeah. And
yep, I've done the same thing. So, and I've never nobody's ever kicked me out. So,
Marcia, don't forget to come to Mystery next Sunday.
I'm going to start the book after I finish The Women. I'm going to start. Okay. Yep.
Oh, good.
Which one are you doing? I forget.
Everyone here is lying.
Oh, yeah. Thing.
Yeah, it's good so far. I'm in the middle of it right now.
Her book. Say the Women is not a good book for me, so I'll stay.
Carla, I'm going to tell you. I would not read this one either, Carla, because there's a little girl missing right now, and the father's had an affair. And, well, I don't want to say too much, but you're more than welcome to come, but I don't want to put you through reading it.
No, you don't want to read any of Sherry LaPena's books.
She's good, though. She's really good.
This will be the first one I've read by her. So,
oh really? She's really good. You'll love it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, the synopsis sounded really good, so I'm definitely looking forward to reading it.
Yeah, it's Joni's recommendation. So,
are they lying on their stomachs or on their backs?
I don't know, Ellen. I think on their back. Ellen, I think on their back.
All right, guys. Well, I have to start it. I'll see y'all there.
I haven't even done my supper yet.
See you next Sunday.
Okay. Yeah. See ya.
Everybody
take care. Bye. Enjoy your weekend. Bye-bye.
You too.
All right.